Today we're beginning Simon Chavches. The title of the Simon is Dine Chalitas HaTfilin, the halachos of removing one's tefillin. So in Sefal, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chai vadim l'mashmish b'tefillin b'chon shah, a person must touch their tefillin constantly, shuli asiyach daitom, so as not to take their mind off of the tefillin. V'ya mashmish b'shalyat chili, must touch the shalyat first, ch'sheyomer k'shartom li'os al-yadecha, y'a mashmish b'shalyat, ch'sheyomer v'hayu l'tavotavos b'nerecha, y'a mashmish b'shalrosh. When you say the words, k'shartom li'os al-yadecha, you touch the shalyat. When you say v'hayu l'tavotavos b'nerecha, you touch the shalrosh. The Mishnah Berurah tells us b'chon shah, perish b'chon shah, sh'niskar b'hem chayv l'mashmish, da'ayadechi niskar alihen tadir, v'lo yavo li'de hasechadas. So by constantly touching the tefillin, you're going to constantly remember them, and you won't lead to, and it won't lead to hasechadas, taking your mind off of tefillin, which is an iser. And also for practical reasons, you want to make sure your tefillin don't slip out of place. But during davening, you don't have to touch them because the assumption is that you're thinking about them during davening. So the reason why you touch your shalyad first is because it's closer, and you don't want to pass up the opportunity, you know, to do a mitzvah that's more accessible to you. Once you touch the shalyad, then you touch the shalrosh. If you realize that your shalrosh is out of place when you touched it, but no, you also realize that your shalyad is out of place. First, you have to realign your shalyad. So you have to first realign your shalyad and then your shalrosh. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up the sivbeis tomorrow.